How do you leverage emotional intelligence to create the life, relationship, and business of your dreams? I've spent over a decade studying, speaking, and coaching on emotional intelligence, and in this podcast, I share the exact principles and strategies my clients have used to earn seven-figure incomes, heal their relationships, get engaged after years of failed relationships, and step into their authentic power to become the leaders they came here to be. Let's do this. Welcome back to episode 218 of the Marcia Miyake Show. Have you ever got advice from a program, a teacher, a coach, or a training, and it sounded right, it sounded logical, it sounded like they were giving you the correct steps to move forward, but it didn't move you and it didn't inspire you into action? That's what we're going to be talking about today. And it was actually inspired by a group coaching call that I hosted earlier today. So once per month, I do a group coaching call for our EQ Academy members. And today we were sharing some business wins and we were talking about business strategy. And I was giving them the information and the steps. And then I just intuitively knew that it was time to speak to their souls. Okay. And I love this quote, and it says, "The soul intuitively knows what the mind cannot understand." Okay. So I gave them the steps, the how-tos, and even the why they should do something. And that's great. That's speaking to the mind. But that information that they can get from Google, that they can get from YouTube or any other business coach, it's not necessarily going to move them, okay? And this is why we're going to look at the differences between speaking to the mind versus speaking to the soul, and essentially why you must have both. When we speak to the mind, we have to understand what we're speaking to. Let's say we're talking from the brain perspective, okay? And how I see it is the mind knows limitations, okay? It knows what didn't work in the past. It has created stories about the past. And based on those stories, based on that data, is making predictions about the future. But if you can imagine, if you haven't had the best track record, if you haven't had the best past, that what kind of predictions is your mind going to be creating about the future? And I truly believe this is one of the reasons that people stay so stuck, regardless of the information that's provided to them. And that's because the mind is logical, linear, and methodical. And do you know where that's useful? In a classroom, okay? And when we're solving a math equation, there's specific steps that you must take, and the outcome, 4 + 4 = 8, every single time. The mind, okay, it must know. It's a problem solver. It looks at things and it wants to figure things out. It's more, if you're going to look at it from an energetics, it's more the masculine, okay? And the mind and the brain is very good at taking in 3D information. It looks at what's there, what we can hold tangibly, what's real, 3D. And it also has a desire to quantify everything. And that, therein lies a limitation in and of itself, because you can't always quantify everything. So for the mind, truth is validated through the brain, through evidence, right? This is where science comes in. We must be able to measure, we must be able to make a conclusion, and we have to agree through our thinking mind that yes, indeed, 4 + 4 = 8. Now, the soul knows of your infinite potential, okay? It is not bound by time or space. It is not thinking about what happened last week, 10 years ago, 40 years ago. The soul is able to take in 3D and 5D information. You can look at the soul as your access to God consciousness, to the infinite. You can look at the soul as, like, for me, when I think someone's talking to my soul, for me, it's they're helping me to tap into the God essence within me, because God is in my heart and in my body. So for the soul, truth is validated through the body. So it's felt. You know, sometimes people say, oh my gosh, goosebumps, spirit bumps, or whatever. Or you'll feel like an emotional, like, surge. Like, there'll be like a surge of energy through your body and you get excited. Most of the time, you're not going to get excited and have like a bodily response to a math equation, okay? Unless it's you have something linked to that where it's this massive breakthrough for you and you're learning or something. Most of the time when we talk about 3D problems and solutions, your body is not going to give you a response. But when we talk into your soul about your potential, about truths, your body will have a response. So the reason that obviously as a coach and teacher, I do both is I'm very logical and linear in my way of presenting. I often first speak to the left brain, so the logical brain, because I get that. It's kind of like I picture the logical brain like a bodyguard or a bouncer at a club. And unless I like finesse and talk to him, like, he's not going to let me in to access the other things, right? To allow in the possibilities of what I'm about to share. So it's important that we talk to the brain, right? To get the brain involved, to get the brain on board as to why this approach may work. And I started doing this back in the days when I was coaching men, because men are even more linear thinking. And unless I gave them like quantitative evidence as to why this process we're about to do works, they're not even listening. They're like, give me the steps and the how-tos. But if I explain to them, did you know that this is what this research has found, they might be more open to now my more spiritual perspective on things. That's just how it is. So, and then obviously from a business perspective, I'm very much about playing in the 3D. So yes, there are definitely strategies you must do. Like, you can't, maybe some people can. I don't choose to adopt this mentality, but my mindset is you still have to go out and have conversations to, or post or network or whatever to get new customers and clients for your business. So yes, there's that, the 3D action that you must take, which is why I always do that first. That's a core part of my business, as in, okay, I can give you the emotional regulation strategies. I can tell you exactly how to start difficult conversations with your partner or your husband, etc. But then the other aspect to that is that I then need to speak to their soul. And why I speak to their soul is because this is what opens them up into their potential. Your mind, based on what I just discussed, in that it looks at, you know, past evidence, it wants to look at things very rationally, methodically, it knows nothing of your infinite potential. Okay, so if you believe you have a creator, your creator created you in his image, and he was the ultimate creator. Therefore, you have the capacity to create, okay? If you believe in the spiritual ideology that you, the universe is within you, you are the universe and the universe is within you, well, then you have the potential and the power of the universe. So I speak into people's potential, and I do that because your mind is very loud. We know that. There's lots of, I remember this reel. I refer a lot of things to social media because I think it does a good job of like illustrating. So there's this reel that shows like a girl like
It's like her mind is, it's like all these thoughts and noise. It's super, super noisy. And then she hugs her husband or whatever and it goes silent. That's a very good illustration of most people's minds. It's busy. It's loud. It's problematic. Your mind doesn't sit there and say to you constantly, you're amazing, you're infinite, you're powerful. It's like, you didn't do that, you didn't do that, why'd you do that? That person doesn't like you, you're not that popular, you're not that rich, you should lose weight. That's what your mind is doing to you. And it all it's doing is like speaking limitations. But what does the soul do? The soul, it whispers. It whispers. And I always say, you know, you need to find silence and solitude. I love it because that's when I hear God's voice. God's voice isn't yelling. That's your brain. That's your mind. That's the monkey mind. God whispers. So you have to create that time and space for the whisper. Now, as your coach, right, especially in a group setting, it's my responsibility, if I'm also your spiritual teacher, is to amplify the voice of the soul, to make the voice of your soul louder than your mind. And everyone is capable of doing this. However, I find it, as someone who has worked with coaches as well, is that it is a lot easier for someone to support you in that than for you to do it for yourself. Not that you can't, but when someone speaks to your soul, and I like to call it speaking life into you, I love that. So the other week, so my son and my daughter both do soccer, and the soccer coach is absolutely incredible. And you know, he teaches them obviously how to play soccer, but at the end, he, from what my perspective, is like speaking life into them. He's speaking into their potential. He's teaching them to be good humans. And you get a visceral response. Like my heart starts like racing in a good way because I'm excited. And he's speaking to the soul in me of that. He's speaking life into these little four-year-olds and teaching them to be good humans, because you know what? That's what you're here to do. You are here to be a great, strong, contributing human. So that's speaking to the soul. Speaking to the soul is amplifying God's voice. It's amplifying your potential. It's making it louder than the limitations of like, oh, you're a little bit behind. Oh, you're a bit old for that. Oh, that girl's more beautiful. Oh, he's looking at her. You're not that smart. Whatever it is. And it's constant. You forgot to do that. You have to do this. You're behind on that. That's what the brain is doing. When you speak to the soul, we're amplifying God's voice, and God's voice only speaks life, only speaks into your potential. And from my perspective, it's connecting you back to that life force energy or God that is within you. And it's so important that I do that for my clients. Because one of the girls that was on the call today was like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Thank you so much. I feel more inspired and driven in a different way than I have in the past. Why? Because she knows she's going to be great in her business. And of course, she's got that inner drive of her own and she's excited and all of that. But when someone speaks to your soul about your potential and your purpose and your power, and the impact that you're here to have, it is so fundamentally different. And I know when my words are hitting, because obviously I can see the girls on the screen, but I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my body when the words are landing, and I'm just like, thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Because that's why I'm here. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm here to help those women, those moms, the students, the career women, the corporate women, the single women. I'm here to help them connect to their power and to their purpose so they can have the life and impact that they want to have. Or maybe that they wanted to have when they were younger, but they've kind of let that go. because now they're a bit jaded. Life happens, right? You've gone through so many breakups, you know, bad bosses, all the things. So here's my advice to you. My advice to you is to get around people who speak life into you. Get in circles where they speak to your soul and not just your mind. There's a lot of great teachers who will give you the tactics and the how-tos, but if your mind is loud, sometimes you need someone to speak to your soul more than give you strategy. And the craziest thing is that your mind will never override your body. That feeling of goosebumps is always going to be more powerful than a knowing in your head of 4 + 4 = 8. Your coach can give you a strategy and a how-to, and you're like, yep, that's fine. I know that logically in my mind, that makes sense. But if your coach also helps you to tap into your power and you can feel it in your body, that's going to drive more action than the logical strategy, plan, 90-day game plan would ever do for you. And while I'm a huge advocate in investing in coaches, I just think there's just a lot. So obviously be discerning, but see if they're speaking into your soul, because you actually need both. And you know what? If you gravitate towards someone, they probably are speaking to your soul, because that's why we become emotionally invested, is because something about them, you're like, oh, that hit me in a different way than a 1-2 step, right? It's not like an ebook and like a little like handout that you can look at and get the steps from. When someone speaks to you and speaks life into you, maybe even gives you eye contact on a call, it changes everything. So to start out, one of the girls on the call today as well reminded me that this is the last week of the first quarter of 2024. So if you're listening to this in real time, where did that quarter go? But I just want to encourage you to make the most of this week. Get around people and circles where they speak into your soul and not just your mind, and watch your life and your business transform.